Good morning, 7:35. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. If you watched any of the Masters golf tournament several weeks ago, you may have seen this television ad paid for by ExxonMobil, not selling gasoline, but selling education.
45 states have joined together to ensure consistent academic standards across America. These internationally recognized benchmarks are unlocking a better way to prepare our children for college and their careers.
That ad was promoting the new education standards known as Common Core. Florida is among those 45 states that have joined together to embrace Common Core. Not everyone is embracing it, though, and while critics have not been that vocal just yet in Florida, John O'Connor with State Impact Florida says that could change.
Tim Curtis says the federal government doesn't have a record of getting things done. It's why the Tampa resident is concerned the federal Department of Education offered grants to states adopting new math and English standards known as Common Core.
So first and foremost, it's not a federal issue. Tell me something that we've done at the federal level, especially here of late, where it's been such a booming success.
Curtis is a leader with the Tampa 912 Project and a former congressional candidate. He joined 150 people at a meeting earlier this month to learn more about Common Core. The standards have been fully adopted by Florida, 44 other states, and the District of Columbia. Florida schools will start using Common Core in every grade beginning fall 2014. The National Governors Association led the effort to write the Common Core standards. Supporters say the voluntary standards are similar to those used by the world's highest performing students in Finland, Japan, and Singapore. But critics, conservative and liberal, are resisting Common Core. Radio host and 912 Project founder Glenn Beck is one of them.
Common Core is something that we didn't really get for quite some time. But I will tell you, the battle is on, and it is raging.
Federal involvement is just one reason people are opposing Common Core. There's the cost, still unknown, and the testing required for Common Core. Scholars argue the standards aren't any better than those Florida and some other states are using now. Lawmakers in seven states are hearing from people like Curtis and introducing bills to study or halt the use of Common Core. But Florida isn't one of them. Activists said last week they have yet to find a lawmaker willing to oppose Common Core. University of South Florida education professor Stephen Thornton says there's less resistance in Florida because people are used to big changes. Many started under former Governor Jeb Bush, who remains the godfather of Florida education.
I suspect that there has been a tradition in Florida in the last generation or so of top-down change, and I wonder whether the lack of very visible opposition to Common Core that is so apparent in other parts of the country may partly be because Florida has got used to top-down change.
That includes using exams to judge schools, evaluating teachers based on student performance, and adding math and science graduation requirements. Last year, voters in Indiana revolted against those policies and Common Core. They fired the state school superintendent. That man, Tony Bennett, is now the Florida Education Commissioner. Bennett says Common Core supporters have a key ally here.
In Florida, there is a much greater level of not only acceptance, but of embrace of the Common Core, especially by the business community. Truthfully, we didn't have that level of commitment in Indiana.
Businesses like ExxonMobil believe the standards will mean better prepared workers. Common Core also has the support of Bush, Governor Rick Scott, and legislative leaders. Even the state teachers union approves because teachers help create the standards. Common Core critics have a mountain to climb. Tim Curtis is going to try.
Because at this point, nobody's going to be able to just simply stomp on the brake, right? But we can apply some pressure to the brake and slow it down so that more people will have an idea of what it is that's going on.
Bennett worries more could join the backlash when Common Core takes effect. That's because Bush and others predict just 1 in 3 students will pass the tougher exams. More than half of Florida students now score at grade level on state tests. John O'Connor, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can take a closer look at just what Common Core is and see other important stories about education in Florida on our State Impact Florida website at WUSFnews.org.